We get so hung up. Because at the end of the day, what was Chris telling you? Each of the role players, what was he telling you? No, right? He was telling you no. It was in a different form, car in 60 seconds or she dies. But he was telling you no. Anytime somebody tells you no, they're telling you what? What's behind the no? When somebody gives you pushback, when somebody says do this or else, cut your price, I'm going to a competitor. Take this clause out of the contract or we're not going to sign. Change your delivery date. Give me a raise or I'm going to another company. What are they really telling you?
Now we got a hand back here.
Yes, but they're pushing back. Why are they pushing back? What are they telling you with the pushback? No. They don't trust you or they're afraid of something. We get so wrapped around the axle on the demand. I want a car in 60 seconds. What's behind that? What is he telling you? Which tells you what? Which tells you what? He wants to get out. He's afraid. Go deeper, as they say. As Brandon says, go deeper.
Hey, Isaac's the one who gives you crap over that, not me.
I'm hearing a lot of things. Say it again. He wants
to live.
Who said
that? Raise your hand. That's it. That's exactly it.
There's a motivation behind every pushback, every no. And it usually has to do with trust, usually has to do with fear. There's another motive. When Chechen terrorists marched into that school in 2004 in Beslan, Russia, one of the first two demands on their list was, we want Putin to resign. And we want Russian boots off of Chechen soil. Show of hands, how many think that would ever happen? And so the powers that be said, it's never going to happen. This is non-negotiable. We can't negotiate this. What are they saying behind that? Russian boots off of Chechen soil and Putin has to resign. What are they saying behind it? What? If you carry it to its
willing to die,
I'm sorry. Yes, he said they're willing to die for it. If you carry it to its logical extension, based on their history, probably. But what is the message behind?
They want freedom.
Yeah, their sovereignty and freedom has been encroached upon. That's what we're going to talk about. The fact that they said take it out of the contract or we're not going to sign. I don't care about that. I want to know what makes them say that. Why are they afraid to sign? What is their environment looks like that's clouding their vision? And so don't get hung up on the fact that they've issued a threat or they've issued a demand. You take it, you process it, and then you start to attack what's propping that up, what's supporting it. And at the primal level, it's fear or it's mistrust. Did you want to add? Brandon.
Very good. And yeah, just to kind of add to more of that, how do you get to the why without asking the why? Short answer is labels. And then to go even further than that, labeling the underlying dynamic. Need a car in 60 seconds or she dies? Sounds like you want to live. The circumstance and the situation drive your strategy. When people are barricaded suspects, are they always looking to make it out alive? No. So the fact that they're asking for a car and a way of escape at the beginning is a really good sign. Part of the why that tells you right away is they want to live. And then how do we get to more of the why? Sounds like you got a reason for doing this. Sounds like you got a good reason, a good justified reason for why you got up this morning and decided to take all these people hostage. What he said was, and this would be on your go-to labels list, especially as a last-ditch effort, it sounds like there's nothing I can say to change your mind. And again, mastery is in tonality, but also to his point, as business people, part of our job is qualifying our clients. And so if you know that you're with somebody that is taking that line with you, the other question you should be asking yourself is, do I want to do business with this schmuck for the next 5 years? Or is it actually easier for me to cut my losses and focus my time on something else? It's one of the great things. That's one of the great things about having autonomy as a business person. You get to make that decision. And so if you know you're dealing with someone who is stuck on that one-track mind, you can take the route of, all right, we'll come to an agreement. I don't mind playing the game as long as I know what the rules are. Or you can say, hey, this is a fucking waste of my time. I've been working with this guy. He clearly seems to recognize some sort of loss, but he's stuck. His pride and ego is too stuck to this number, and he just doesn't have the ability to think this through right now, which happens, because that sounds like you're dealing with an assertive. And assertives are one-track mind people sometimes. They get tunnel vision because they're so focused on a goal, and there ain't nothing that's going to penetrate that thought process until they got a couple of nights to sleep on it. And so how are you, again, emotional moments, right? How are you managing it? And then do you want to do business with that person?